together. Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus are blind for raging men. It's not an eddy. The show. Once had rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. But you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
Arthur Nason is here. I got to find him on the board because we're using a different layout than I'm used to. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, we'll give you a sound in a second there, Mr. N. Oh, if you notice, the CDs are broken, so I don't have my music bed either. I'll try and get that on here so we can
have talk radio today.
Hold on, you don't have your mic. Let me deal with that.
Hello.
Try now.
Is it on? I can't hear anything in the headphones.
Why not? Try. Oh, maybe this isn't.
Their headphones are on. I was hearing before.
No. You have mic.
Is this one?
Mic 4. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It's this one?
No, it's talking to the one you were.
Okay, gotcha. All right, hello. Is it working?
Hang on. Don't do anything, okay?
Okay,
now talk.
Hello. There he is.
Mr. Arthur Nason.
Yeah.
We've been running around like crazy looking for a CD player. All 3 CD players are broken in front of me. Yes, still technology problems going on here.
I've been having the same thing. With everything that's gone on in the past few days, everything has been a technical problem. You know, with just getting everything, you know, going with this premiere that happened yesterday in Rock and Roll Globe. It was a nightmare just trying to get the video to upload.
What happened in Rock and Roll Globe?
I was featured yesterday. They premiered the single. They're a great magazine.
Yeah, you must have sent that to me, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations, man.
Well, thank you.
I've been doing a lot of stuff.
Same here. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a big New York City magazine, and they're... I liken them to being America's answer to Mojo.
Okay.
And I like Mojo. I think Mojo does
Mojo's
a good
cool.
job. Yeah.
I always like the CDs they put in with them.
I like that too. But I think Mojo is looking at the 40 or 50 year history of what's going on. And they're.
I didn't know they were around that long.
No. They're just looking at the music from that period of time. And I don't know how long. They've been around for a while, though.
Maybe. I'd say since the 80s.
Mojo?
Yeah,
you might be right. I don't know. They've been around for a while. I don't know the exact year, but these guys have been around for a while, and it's like the best New York writers who are, you know, as they say, real music for real people or real writers, or it's all real, whatever they're doing.
You want a music bed, Arthur?
I don't know what that means.
That's the music that goes under our talking.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, it's good.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
With the amount of technical problems that I've been having, I mean, whatever works.
But you want to hear Jack Nishi under us.
Sure. The string arranger? The guy who worked for Spectre.
Yes.
He was good.
Yeah, he does really, really good. Last race.
Everybody really gave Phil Spector a hard time when he died. Nobody really looked at, that I saw, all the great things that he did. They just basically said... Yeah, he killed somebody. And, yeah, he probably killed many people. I don't know exactly because...
He looks like a killer.
Yeah, he killed a few people. So what? What's the big... No, I mean, that's horrific and awful.
Sick.
But I think that there's something about... This guy was magical. What he did was really tremendous.
With music, yeah.
Well,
you know, they say
and
it's,
murder.
Yeah, of course, insanity and genius is a fine line. We all know that.
If you hear him speak, he's very bright, very articulate.
Right.
I mean, so he didn't come across... I mean, he clearly had issues galore. And, you know, should he have been wandering around with a handgun? I say, why not? I mean, you know, what's the worst thing
I want a handgun.
Yeah.
These days?
No, I mean, it's...
I'd have a holster, though. I used to do that on stage.
No kidding.
I'd walk
was
out
it like
there,
a water
you know,
gun
I'd walk
real...
out there with my get-up. I'd have cap guns.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, Johnny Thunders used to do it.
Okay.
I stole from him. And but I came up with this at the end of the show. I would pretend like I shot the band. And they'd say, sorry, got to do it to avoid encores.
Yeah, and to avoid paying the band. I mean, I
stole that one from Pete Townsend. He said that's
really?
Why they used to break their instruments, to avoid encores.
Really? I didn't know that.
Just a joke.
We should have a trivia show. That's what we should do.
We both know a lot. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of completely...
Somebody try and stump us, like on a classic rock or classic punk question. 855-915-9636. It's Stump the Idiots.
All right. While we deal with the technical, let's go into a completely show like that. I got one. In the 60s, when Iggy and the Stooges, they were originally called the Psychedelic Stooges. They decided they're going to shift. They're going to get away from all this hippie.
The Iguanas.
No, just the Stooges. And they're in a band meeting. I was reading this article.
Oh, instead of the Psychedelic Stooges.
And Iggy
right,
says,
I have read that.
We got to call Mo. I mean, that's
and, oh, I know the story. No, let me finish it.
Wait a minute. This is the trivia question. You can finish the story. Who was the band member that wound up calling Mo? They actually spoke with him.
I thought it was Jim.
Wait.
I thought it was Iggy.
No.
I thought what I read was him. Which one? One of the Ashton brothers, then.
Well, yeah.
Scott Ashton.
Guess again.
What's the other Ashton?
Isn't it Ron?
Ron Ashton.
Yeah. So anyway, there goes the trivia question. If you guess it right, that number again is 855. No, we already gave it to you.
855-915-9636. You can't give it out enough.
But that's the most hilarious band story.
Well, what's even funnier is the response he got from Mo Howard.
Right, exactly.
He calls up and asks if, and I guess it was Ron Ashton, he asks if they can name their band the Stooges. And he goes, I don't care what you call your effing band. Just don't call them the Three Stooges.
Exactly. I mean, I thought that was
perfect.
Brilliant.
Punk.
To be in a band meeting and to have Iggy go, we got to call Mo. I mean, that's just...
They gave him respect, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's hilarious. Oh, goodness. What
all
do
right.
we give away for prizes for any of these things? Anything
they can,
good?
If they can make it to the station, I'll give them a CD, and a new Thigh Scraper CD.
Really?
Yes.
Are we playing some new Thighscrapers right now?
If you would like. No, we won't right now. Right now, we'll play some Arthur Nason.
Oh. Who is that guy?
This is the guy who did Superman.
Guy. Oh, yeah.
Because it's Arthur Palooza.
That's right. That's how we have to do
on
things.
On a crash course for the Ravers. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Well, nothing's going to happen.
There we go.
Ooh.
Always. look out. I went down, baby, you can tell. I took a rap at a pretty music. Now I'm moving to you straight from hell. Stick it deep inside. Stick it deep inside, 'cause I'm loose. Always. You better be dancing, baby. You better I'm a shaking loop. You better be dancing, baby. It's love, yeah, I do believe. I'm sticking deep inside. I'm sticking deep inside, 'cause I'm loose.
No call is for rock and roll trivia. 855-915-9636. Stomp the idiots.
It's Bedtime Magic with Brian Young.
A crash right? course for the Ravers.
That's right.
Show with some Stooges there loose.
Yeah.
Arthur Nason before that with Superman and Sleep Till Noon from Whack Mythology and Basement Glitter.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Arthur.
Thanks so much. Believe it or not, these are home recordings.
Good job.
Thank you. Yeah,
we should record at your house.
My probably neighbors just room. Love me. They really, really do. Yeah, it's quite something. They don't call the cops too often. I mean, once in a while, but
once in
not
a blue
too
month.
Often. That's nice.
Let me get a couple of these on here. Copy.
What do we got?
I'm copying that Jack Nishi thing a couple of times.
So what about trivia questions? No trivia questions?
I don't have any off the top of my head because I've been running around like a nut.
Yeah, things have been really
technically. I usually do.
Today we're trying to, if possible, play a new tune.
Oh, we'll find that online, okay?
Oh, can we do it that way?
Yes.
All right.
You own the song. No one's going to sue us. We can do it that way.
All right. But can we see anyway?
Yes, well, we're talking about it. We'll do it during a song.
About the lawsuit.
No. About your song online.
Let's just get right to the lawsuit. That's what I'm thinking.
You want me to sue you?
Yeah, if you want. That's right. Fine.
Sue everybody.
Exactly.
What the hell's that from?
Oh.
That's something classic.
Exactly. Yeah. Is that going
sue you, there? Sue me, sue everybody.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I forget. The guy's going, you want to sue me? He's like, yes.
Sure. Sue everybody. Yeah, so I mean, that's
okay, that's a trivia for you. TV trivia. What is that from? 855-915-9636. And Arthur and I can handle the questions. 60s, 70s rock and roll, punk, even 80s.
Even up to now. Well, not now, but...
I could do the grunge.
Can you?
Sure.
All right.
I was into the grunge. Oh, look at that. All that other stuff just went away on me.
Uh-oh. What went away?
It's not going to work like I wanted. The songs that I wanted to play. Tell us a story, Arthur.
We're heavily into trivia right now.
Well, where did you grow up, Arthur?
Around here.
Yeah, where?
Both Somerville and Winchester.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I always think of that blowhard on MASH when I hear Winchester.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know Winchester, right?
Yeah, sure. I agree. Yep.
I like the older ones better. With Frank.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
He was really funny.
Yeah.
The Emperor's New Sound. What's this about, Arthur?
Well, it's about what's been happening inside of the industry, music industry, where basically the artists are being kind of wiped out of the whole equation, and everything's product. It is corporate product.
Right.
And so that's, you know, where it's... Whenever the industry grabs a hold and starts dictating what happens, then we get, you know, what do we get?
Yeah, fake radio.
Yeah, we get that.
You only get real radio right here, college.
That's right. That's right. So that's mostly what it's about. It's about that. And I like it. And this is not a home recording.
Where did you record this one?
Over at Woolly Mammoth with David.
We recorded a few there.
He did a good job for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The first EP, yep.
Yeah.
Then we went to Joe Clapp, just because it was a little cheaper, and a good old friend of Jimmy James.
Great.
Nothing against David.
Yeah, he's did a awesome. Great job for you guys.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
But Joe Clapp, he's...
The new stuff I heard sounds great.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of good ideas.
Good.
So I like him.
Yeah. There you go.
We're going to go back to him for
really?
Sure. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, he's just right over in Hanover, not far
okay.
from me.
Yeah. So that's really close. That's good.
Yeah.
91.5
WMFO. I'm sitting here with Arthur Nason. Call us up if you like. If you got a rock and roll trivia question, 855-915-9636. See if you can stump us.
Or if you need medical advice, we're willing to chime in on that. We don't know what we're talking about, but if, gee, my back really hurts. You know, I mean, that kind of stuff.
Arthur will give you a free exam.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a drive-through window coming right around the corner here.
Drive into Medford, and when you see the black Challenger with a duck on the hood, pull over.
That's what you're driving these days?
Yes.
We should give away your car as a trivia for us. What do you think?
I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready?
I need it to get home.
All right.
All right.
Brian will give anyone a ride from here to, what, the Davis Square T stop?
Yes.
That's about it.
Okay. Actually, I'll make you drive the car.
All right. You make me drive
How
the car.
How did you get here today?
By car.
Yeah. You can drive your car.
I will drive my car. I'll give my car away. No, I'm not giving my car away.
Let's hear about this Emperor's New Sound.
All right.
All right. 91.5 MFO.
Show you all how lucky can be. Oh,
What was the next one, Arthur?
I have no idea.
There you go. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I need to find this on my x-ray specs. My mind is like a plastic bag for the last caller. But,
so you could maybe pose that question to the audience about whether that was a...
I hate names like this because I don't know if the hyphen has spaces beside it.
Nah, just let it rip.
Well, I tried that.
Oh.
We'll find it. We'll find it. How about an Arthur Nason song first?
I like that.
All right. Well, when do you got? You got a crap load on here, Arthur.
Yeah, I'm rather prolific.
Don't be a D-bag.
Oh, that's a good one, but you want that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going off on
its
own again.
This will replace the national anthem.
Well, off on its own, so I'm letting it go.
It didn't go?
It did go.
Screwing up your life, yeah. Screwing up real good. Doing the opposite of what you should. No, it's not my place. Give out advice. So I won't do it for. I'll do it twice. Don't be a douchebag. It doesn't know what to do. It's taking some thoughts from my little tune. Don't be a douchebag. Don't be a douchebag. Don't be a up to. It has a mother on to a born to do. They won't help you see the light. They may try real hard, but they're just not too bright. No, don't be a douchebag.
dry my pants.
WMFO in Medford.
Stairway to 7.
It's Crash Course for the Ravers game. No, that's on WZLX.
It is?
Stairway to
7. I thought I was at CLX.
Stairway to 7.
What am I
7.
Doing? This isn't Stairway to 7?
Nope, that's Kenny Young.
Kenny Young?
Good friend of mine.
I thought it was...
No relation.
So you're not Kenny Young?
No, I'm Brian.
Brian Young. This isn't the Stairway to 7?
No, I didn't even do that. I worked at ZLX, but I didn't even do that. It had nothing to do with that show.
So you're not Kenny Young?
I would have been perfect for it in high school.
Really?
I was a wicked bloodhead.
All right.
Yeah. But I could tell you any trivia about them.
So we went from September to Rocktober. I mean, of course, that's how it all goes. It happens that way. But anyway, so.
You have a brand new song out.
And it was just featured in Rock and Roll Globe, New York City's finest music magazine.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's going to get pushed out of to radio and press, I think, Monday.
I think Nancy's writing something for Fanzine for us.
Wonderful.
Nancy Neon.
Hi, Nancy. I hope she writes about this.
She may. She's a listener.
You know, we could just publicly shame her until she does. I'm willing
she goes by Candy Cabot, though, on radio and on
magazine. We could just shame everybody
magazine.
Until
she's over in California now, but she's praising our new album big time.
With good reason. It sounds great.
Thank you very
much.
Hey,
let's play some Thigh Scrapers.
What song you want here?
Anything.
You don't know.
I know a lot of things. Not about this.
Name a new song.
8-Ball Shifter was a good one.
Okay.
Little Hooker was a good one.
Oh, yeah, you do know our
you
stuff.
You do know our stuff.
Ah.
I win the trivia question. I win Brian's car. That's where you heard it first. He owes me the car. That's how it goes. And we'll sue you, everybody.
What do you say? We play 8-Ball Shifter. We hear it here all the time. What else do you like, Little Hooker?
I like a lot of the new stuff. I think it's strong. So I've gone through and heard a bunch of things, but whatever you want to play next is fine with me.
Let's do Mercy, huh?
Sure.
And we'll hear brand new Arthur Nason, Without a Clue, and he can tell us what that's all about after.
Oh, it's all about.
It's all about what?
I don't know.
Well, think of something.
I will.
You gotta answer that question.
I'll think about it. While I'm driving around in your car, that's what's going to happen.
Fix the dent in my car, too.
I don't know how to do that.
Get a plunger.
Is that the way you do it?
I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing, that you would get a plunger and pull away at the thing.
Why wouldn't that work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it when I get home.
Or if you put a bong up next to it and really went at the bong, I mean, wouldn't that create enough suction to pull that thing out?
Maybe.
With some of the listeners, if anyone knows anything about bongs and fixing cars, that number again is
855-915-9.
You do.
You want to get serious? You can't do that with a bong.
You can't? All right. I thought you could. I don't know where I heard that, but I thought you could do that.
All right. Mercy me.
Mercy. Thigh Scripper's brand new album. Ooh.
Where is it?
Here it is. It's right there.
Yeah.
trying to get Arthur's new
that
song
was
going.
New Thigh Scrapers. That was New Thigh Scrapers.
Let me get my
mercy,
headphones on for
mercy,
crying out loud.
Mercy.
Okay, this is the one I need to get up. We'll figure.
We're gonna
couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
Okay, you all ready to hear new Arthur Nason?
I am.
This one's without a clue, and then you can tell us all about the Thigh Scrapers afterwards.
Oh,
okay?
We're going to talk about the Thigh Scrapers.
And Arthur Nason.
And Stairway to Seven.
It's WMFO. Here we go.
Crank that sucker.
Decorate his soldiers like a general, barking but cold fire. You will be my rest and peace, child. I moved up to take a place near you. So tired, it's the sky that makes you feel tried. It's a trick to make you see wide. It can all but break your heart in pieces. Staying back in your memory are the movers in the parts. How you move is all it takes to sing the song of when I love. Prettiest star. One day, though it might as well be someday, you and I will rise up all the way, all because of what you are, the prettiest star. Staying back in your memory, all the movies in the past. How you move is all it takes to sing a song of when I loved, the prettiest star. One day, though it might as well be someday, you and I will rise up all the way, all because of what you are, prettiest star.